Felch set the fish to sizzling over the fire.
Why didn't you capture me this morning when you passed by on the bank top? You must have known I was there.
The barbaric-looking otter took a pull at the flask.
Ha! That wasn't me. It was Groovin the Stoat. You know, and Tigra's son. He's the clumsiest tracker I ever saw. I was watching him from the other side of the bank. Nice soft moss there. I'd been tracking you all night, and I was tired, so when I found you, I took a nap. You weren't going anywhere. I knew Groovin wanted to make a name for himself by being first to nab you, so I left him a nice, false trail. I saw him pass by in the rain. I could see you, too, shaking like a leaf under the bank ledge opposite me. Aye, I'll wager Groovin's still tracking away somewhere. He's tough and nasty enough, but slow-witted.
The fish was delicious, and they shared the remaining pears and the last of the nettle beer. Felch felt his nerves returning to normal as he conversed with the Tagarong, aware of the fierce eyes behind the painted face gleaming in the flames.
You could have slain me. Why didn't you?
The otter felt pity for his wretched captive, knowing that Sawney would have some terrible punishment in store for him. But he kept his heavily tattooed face immobile and shrugged, replying as if it were an everyday matter.
Sawney Wrath told me to return to camp with two things, his fine blade and you, or your head as proof I found you.
Felch gulped visibly.
My head!
Tag twirled the knife in the air and caught it deftly.
I didn't want to mess my supply bag up and have to carry extra weight, so I'm returning you to Sawney alive.
The fox's whole body slumped. There was pleading in his eyes.
If you take me back, Sawney will kill me himself.
The otter stared at the amber-handled knife.
I don't make the rules, Felch. You are Juskarath. You know our clan laws. You shouldn't have run.
Felch was about to stand up and reply, but he thought better of it and remained seated.
But Sawney was going to kill me anyway if I hadn't found the knife he'd thrown at me. I had no choice, don't you see? There was nothing left for me but to run.
Tag pointed the blade at his captive.
You should be dead now, by rights. If Groovin had found you, he'd have beheaded you on the spot. Be thankful you are alive, Fox.
Felch leaned forward eagerly.
You spared my life. I'll always be great.
The otter cut him short.
Save your breath. We've got a fast journey at dawn. Get some sleep. You'll need it. Don't forget, though. One false move and I'll make you wish that Groovin had captured you.
The Tagarong threw more branches on the fire. He watched the fox until he was sure that Felch was deep in sleep. Then he lay down himself and drifted into a light slumber, the blade still held relaxed, but ready. It was the dream that had visited his mind many times over the last 15 seasons. A beautiful otter face, gentle and kind, and a soft voice murmuring things he could not quite make out. A younger face also, bright-eyed, pretty, repeating the same comforting noises, soft clean linen against his cheek, aromas of the late spring and delicious food baking.